Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John is going to break down the back and forth between Steve Sarkisian and Kurt Warner because they are firing back at each other. Mm-hmm. And then we will opine here. And I like it. I'll just say, John, before you dive into the he said of it all, I like it because let's get Sarkisian. Like, John, it's like, okay, we're in the club, and somebody just walked by Sark and, like, shoulder hit him, on the way to the bathroom or whatever, and Sark's drink just fell on the floor.
Right.
All right, brah, what you got? Are you swinging? Are you cowering meekly? What are you doing here? So I like the fact that Sark is kind of in the crosshairs of a mini controversy here. Let's go. Let's see what you got.
Well, Kurt Warner had called out the final three play calls against Philadelphia, and Mark Owens has the response from the Falcons offensive coordinator.
It was a bracket coverage. They were doubling number three on the right-hand side and number two on the left-hand side. It wasn't zone defense. I'm sorry to contradict Kurt Warner, but...
So... Kurt Warner had said that there was bracket coverage, and Steve Sarkisian said, no, it's a 3x2 look. Kurt Warner then fired back yesterday, and I'm trying to get the exact tweet here.
Can I just say quickly about that soundbite right there? Sark was real, like, Mr. Nice Guy about that. A lot of times coaches, when they get called out, even by a Hall of Famer, they get a little shady. They get a little defensive. You can hear that they're a little ticked off, even if it's subtle. I didn't hear that from Sark right there. I heard a sort of a paying homage to a Hall of Famer at the end of that soundbite.
He did, but it was still firing back. And then Kurt Warner came up afterwards and says, let's see, here's the original tweet. He said, the Eagles ran some D on each of these last four reds, or the same D on each of these last four snaps in the red zone. How the Atlanta Falcons didn't come up with a better play than those. They played seven across, need to attack one zone with four with two different guys. It's an easy TD. They kept sending two guys to different zones, beat zone by overloading it. Kurt Warner fired back from that goes, I'll be showing on game day morning this week. You can call it a combo zone with man principles depending on who was running Rich route. I will also show it's not all on Sark like many think. And then somebody sent out and said, Sark can't make the players throw and catch the ball. His play calling year one wasn't great, but the Eagles game, it was much better. Kurt Warner responds, I would fully agree with that, but the same play three times in a row with the same result isn't great coaching either. Mm-hmm. Plenty to blame to go around.
Mm-hmm. I like it. So you did notice that Warner backpedaled a little bit. Saying that, kind of putting it on the execution of the play and spreading the blame around and sort of, he was banging on Sark and sort of issuing all the blame on him. And so I think Warner realized with Sark responding to what he said that, all right, yeah, I mean, Sark, like, I didn't like this, I didn't like that, but Sark's right. I mean, it's on Matt Ryan, it's on this, it's on that. So I like it, though, because, again, John, maybe Sark was too comfortable. Mm-hmm. Maybe Sark just needs a shot in the arm, needs a boost of adrenaline. I don't know. What I want is creativity. Mm-hmm. I want no more bubble screens. Sark, do we have an agreement? Are we good?
I don't think he's going to give you that.
Can we get a handshake agreement? Hell, I can call my agent. Can we get something in writing? Mm-hmm. No more bubble screens. And no more bubble screens. Let's just start there. But we've talked about it all week. I need some creative stuff. I need some. John, I want to be praising play design on Monday, not just execute. I want to be praising play design.
Right.
You and me clock every play. We take notes. We chart this. I want to be able to say in the second quarter on second and two with 3:37 to go, Sark drew up this.
Right.
That's what I want to talk about on Monday, John.
Yeah, and we can do that, and that's fine. I did see a lot of good things I like from Steve, and unfortunately, Matt makes a bad throw, you have a drop here, you have a penalty here, and you get behind the chains. And I don't care who you are as an offensive coordinator, you start getting to 3rd and 13, 3rd and 17, you're not gonna get first down. Teams now are building picket fences and making you dump underneath. Falcons do it all the time defensively. and you're not going to be able to pick up the first down. So the key to what they do best is stay ahead of the chains. You cannot have stupid penalties, false starts, holding, all of that stuff early on. You cannot have, you know, guys running for negative 2 yards on first down or taking a sack or dropping a ball on first down. You got to keep yourself in second and four, second and five. Kyle Shanahan and Matt Ryan and this offense 2 years ago did a great job playing in front of the chains. They haven't done it really in about 17 games. And there's some, okay, be honest, there's some games hit or miss that they had some nice offensive performance. But they've got to go back to getting that rhythm going. And that's where I'm saying go up tempo. Find a little bit of a running game involved with that and keep things moving.
Rick and John on a Falcons Friday. It's also a party Friday, man. All right, so I have an expectation, and I want to put it out there right now for this game. Calvin Ridley, mm-hmm. and it's modest, okay? It's modest. I need 5 targets and 1 run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like I want more, but it's a modest beginning.
Right.
He got 2 targets last week. I need 5 targets. And 1 run. Now, that can be on a toss sweep. That can be on a reverse that they ran to Julio at the beginning of the game last week. Of course, I want to see a jet sweep with Calvin Ridley this. I just want to see it. I want to see how it works. I want to see how we execute it. Teams that have a super speedster, like the Houston Texans, Will Fuller is supposed to come back. He runs a 4.2. The stud out of Notre Dame in his 3rd year with the Texans. Always hurt, but he's healthy this week. They would be idiots not to run a jet sweep at least once with Will Fuller to test that 4.2 speed and just see what you got. So, John, are you with me? I mean, it's a modest expectation. 5 targets for Ridley, and I need 1 run, and let's go from there.
Sure, I can live with that. I just want the targets to be a little more even when it comes to everybody. Now, if Julio gets 13 or 14, I'm fine with that. But that's 5 targets from the opening game that you can spread around. 2 to Sanu, 3 to Calvin Ridley, 1 to Tevin Coleman. You know, whatever, those 5 from game one. And maybe you don't throw it quite as much in this game as you did in game number one. I'd like to see the run-pass balance, 24-25 carries, 34-35 passes. And that's still a little bit high. That's like 60-40. But I could live with that more than 43-18. And again, time and distance and everything that happened in 2-minute drill really dictated a lot of stuff there. But it's a scenario where it starts to play out that, you know, you've got to find a way to run the football. You can't go out and get 60 yards on 18 carries and that's all you try. You got to go out and get 100 yards. You got to make some balance where the play actions, where you're running the boots, that the team wants to react to it. Carolina, Kaywon Short and Dontari Poe are 2 really stout run defenders up front. But Poe only played like a half of their snaps in game one. So they get him out of there, unlike the Falcons a year ago who played him a bunch.
All right, so let me make a point here about Ito Smith. If Freeman can't play, do you agree with me that he's trending in the wrong direction?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel great about Devontae starting on Sunday?
No, and I'm not going to say he's trending in the wrong direction. What I'm going to say is it doesn't look good for him playing.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Maybe those are the right words. So let's have an Ito Smith conversation here, John. And I want everybody to stop what you're doing and listen to what I'm saying right now. We talked about it the whole offseason. I did not like passing on Shaquem Griffin, the one-armed stud that went to the Seattle Seahawks.
Right.
I did not like passing on him for Ito Smith. I went with the flow of it because I trust our regime. But I didn't like it, all right? And as we have seen already, Ito Smith has been a disappointment and just a big old question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Shaquem Griffin is already making plays for the Seahawks. Now we're down Deion Jones and Keanu Neal. All right? So obviously the Shaquem, if we drafted Shaquem Griffin instead of Ito Smith, Shaquem Griffin might be the Duke Riley, but you've got Duke and you've got more coverage there, okay? So he would be a huge asset for us on the defensive side of the football right now, given the injury scenario. So if Ito Smith can't give us something, and we're looking at Shaquem Griffin, I'm going to keep bringing that back up. So Ito Smith, your boy Cam is putting the pressure on you right now. If Devontae can't go, and Tevin's going to get most of the work, but he's not going to get all of the work, John. His tongue will be hanging out in the fourth quarter. It's too early in the season. Ito Smith's got to give us something, man. I'm calling him out right now.
Yeah, he's going to have to. If Devontae doesn't play, Ito's going to have to get some carries. Brian Hill might have to get a couple of carries in the mix as well. You know, and that's going to put more pressure on Matt Ryan because you're not going to be able to go two-headed monster like you have in the past. What's unfortunate is, you know, since the Super Bowl, we've never really seen this backfield where we want it, where they're both there and they're both playing at 100%.
Good point.
You know, you've had a lot of Devontae out. You've had Tevin dealing with some stuff a year ago. And now all of a sudden you get back and here you are in week number two. And Devontae, if he does play, is he going to be 100%? You know, he wasn't 100% in the playoffs. We need Devontae back because Devontae is a difference maker when he's on the field.
Shaquem Griffin had three tackles for the Seahawks in last week's game against Denver. I mean, not a huge game, but he's a part of the plan there already. Hopefully, Ito does not have to be part of the plan. Hopefully, Devontae Freeman can practice today and or go out there and warm up and feel good on Sunday and play. I want to have a quick conversation about a potential hurry-up scenario or no-huddle scenario. We know at the end of halves that you have to do that, right? But I'm talking in the gut of the game, John. Did we go hurry-up or no-huddle at all until the end of halves? I don't believe we did.
I don't remember we did.
So let's do that a little bit, right? Like second drive of the game, come out in a no-huddle. I need Sark to just change it up a little bit. I need creativity. That's, again, a theme that I'm going to be talking about all weekend, Sunday, and then into Monday. Was it creative enough? I just want to see different stuff. I want to see funky stuff. Coach. You know what I mean? Coach the game. Mm-hmm. Like, impact the game. You, Steve Sarkisian, impact the game with your brilliance. Please, I need to see it, obviously.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.